Roy Teixeira looked at the Nevada numbers, population numbers, and said, do you know that, wrote a note, said, do you know that the Hispanic population in Nevada is growing 2% every year? And so that year, between this election and last election, it was an 8-point growth. And if you looked at the results in Nevada, battleground state, it was an 8-point race in Nevada for Obama. It wasn't a battleground state. Nevada's now a part of the blue states, given the change of the country. So you have the growing diversity of the country. That diversity is much younger and defines the culture, very much the culture of the country, the attitudes of the country. The second piece in this is unmarried women. I mean, I'm interested in Ralph's view of this. There's been a lot of discussion of women, and it is true, and there's two parts of the women piece. It is true that the women's vote for Obama remained the same in this election as it did in 2008, which is a big accomplishment. That also meant there was a drop-off of male. But the real vote support, which hit near 70%, was unmarried women, who emerged with a larger proportion, who were 23% of the electorate. So understand, we have the entire minority population, which is about 28%. Now there's overlap, but it is mostly not overlap. You then have 23% of the electorate who are unmarried women who are voting 70% for close to 70% for Obama. They are as important to what's happening as the minority piece of this. Understand that a majority of American households now are unmarried.